We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Cloudy, 42 degrees, 6:30 here on a Thursday morning. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says Wichita police have arrested one of its deputies. The Sheriff's Office says Deputy Tyler Brooks was booked on suspicion of aggravated domestic battery, criminal threat, and domestic violence criminal damage to property. Brooks has been with the sheriff's office for 8 years. After his arrest, he was suspended without pay pending the outcome of the investigation. The sheriff's office says its professional standards unit is also conducting an investigation.
Kansas State Treasurer Lynn Rogers of Wichita says unclaimed money by residents of the state is out there if people will claim it.
The state treasurer, one of our major responsibilities, is helping return unclaimed property to Kansans. And we have about $400 million in that account that we're trying to give back to Kansans, or we're trying to find them. We need people to go to our website, kansascash.ks.gov, and that's the word Kansas, the word cash.ks.gov.
Rogers visited with Steve and Ted in the morning yesterday here on KNSS.
The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says an officer wounded inside a high school wasn't shot by a student's gun, as originally believed.
The updated details from the TBI contradict the earlier reports from law enforcement that the student fired. The new report appears to indicate the officer was shot by police during the struggle. The shooting happened Monday at Austin East Magnet High School in Knoxville. When officers arrived, they found the student identified as Anthony Thompson Jr. in the bathroom and wouldn't come out. When officers entered, a struggle ensued and shots were fired, and Thompson was shot to death. The Bureau defends their statements from Monday, saying sometimes agents discover facts that further clarify what happened. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Four alleged MS-13 gang members are facing charges.
New York City police describe it like something out of a mafia movie. They say four suspected MS-13 gang members were spotted carrying something wrapped in a blanket out to their car and placing it in the trunk in the early morning hours. Investigators say they followed the four for about a mile before conducting a traffic stop Wednesday. It turns out an unknown woman's body was found wrapped in that blanket. All four are behind bars and could also face federal charges. In New York, Tom Graham, Fox News.
A Florida congressman has introduced a resolution in support of naming family members of veterans who die by suicide Gold Arrow families.
The legislation would also provide Gold Arrow families with resources to help them cope with their loss. Congressman Greg Stube says that the veterans' family members also sacrifice in service to the nation. But he notes that without the necessary assistance, sometimes this sacrifice ends up tragically for family members. According to the Department of Veterans Affairs, an average of 17 U.S. veterans die by suicide each day. Congressman Stube says that he feels the country needs to come together, not only to raise awareness for the mental health issues affecting our veterans and their families, but also to provide crucial resources to those in need so we can prevent this type of tragedy. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are cool and dry now across south-central Kansas, but that's going to be changing by later on this afternoon and this evening as our next storm system arrives. Our high today going to be a bit cooler, 56 degrees. Then rain and thunderstorms increase by late this afternoon and this evening. Our low 42. Showers and breezy Friday with a high in the upper 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy sky, northeast wind at 9 miles per hour. 42 degrees with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:33 on a Thursday morning, again, 42 degrees. It was on this date, April 15th, 2021, on this date in 1912. The luxury liner RMS Titanic foundered in the North Atlantic off Newfoundland more than 2.5 hours after hitting an iceberg. 1,514 people died, while less than half as many survived. We told you about it. The striking yesterday was late in the evening. Late at night is when the iceberg was struck by the Titanic. And then after midnight when it went down. So the Titanic, the sinking of the Titanic. And that movie, it came out, it's been several years ago now. I'll tell you what, when they've got that scene where that young woman is up there on the, what do you call that? Is that the bow of the ship? She's standing up there with her arms out.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on a ship like that once. Well, not like that, but a ship on a cruise one time. And I tell you what, I didn't even want to get near the railing.
Yeah.
They're spooky.
I don't think I would do that.
Middle of the night. Are you kidding me? She drops off there and it's nobody will ever see her again. Anyway, it made a good movie, though. A fun movie. We all knew what was going to happen at the end, but we got there anyway. Earlier, how many... Back in the 50s, they made one with Clifton Webb in it. Remember that, Ted?
Mm-hmm. Night to Remember?
Yeah. That was an interesting movie.
And there was another movie in the 50s, Titanic.
So it's been made, what,
three
times?
They did two Titanic movies in the 50s.
And then when the movie came out...
Then James Cameron did his in the late 90s,
When that movie came out, they had Titanic exhibits. They had one in Kansas City at the Union Station that Shelley and I went to. I think they had one here at Exploration
Place. Yeah, that came through at Exploration Place.
Yeah.
On the nationwide tour.
A lot of interest.
And I saw that tour inside the Queen Mary in
Long Beach.
Did. Yeah.
They had the tour in there, huh?
Yeah, which was really cool.
Wow, yeah.
To see this Titanic exhibit in the bowels of the Queen Mary.
Yeah, that's right there in
Long Beach.
So yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Shelly and I visited that several years ago. Went onto that ship is interesting. I mean, just walking around there, and think of all the amazing people who have been on the Queen Mary over the years, or across the ocean. Elizabeth Taylor, people like that, and Shelly and I had an interesting day. Was the when you were there, was the Spruce Goose still?
It was already gone, which really disappointed me. It's already up in Oregon.
Howard Hughes' boat, or I should say. Aeroplane. They call it the Spruce Goose. What was the real name of it? I guess that was it. But it was made out of wood.
Yes.
And it was this gigantic airplane that Howard Hughes had built, and then they flew it for about 150 yards, and that was it.
One time. That was it.
And it cost a mint. You didn't get to go in there, okay?
No, it had moved to Oregon by that time.
The cockpit, as I recall, was about as big as this room. And instead of controls, it had like a big desk there. And the controls were real weird, not like a modern airplane. So, yeah, I think that it actually pioneered hydraulics with that. In other words, passing fluid through pipes to make things go, make the wings go and whatnot. So, yeah, interesting. That was both of those, both the Titanic and the Queen Mary right there at Long Beach for several years. Yeah, interesting. Okay. Well, it was a naked political move, and a member of the Canadian Parliament is apologizing for it. Lawmaker William Amos was seen yesterday at a virtual meeting of the House of Commons, completely naked. A screenshot from the Canadian press shows Amos standing behind a desk. The only cloth visible were two flags of Canada and the province of Quebec. Meanwhile, Amos' privates were hidden by what appeared to be a mobile phone held in one hand. Amos says it was all an unfortunate error.
I would need a tablet.
Yeah, an unfortunate error.
Unfortunate error.
Says his camera was accidentally on as he was changing into his work clothes after going for a jog.
Okay.
I'm not buying that. He promises it won't happen again. No, I suppose not. But yeah, I think there's a little more to it than that. What's this guy's name? Canadian? Amos. All right.
That's never happened to you at work?
Yeah, when I change clothes, I don't usually... stand in front of a camera to do it. But some people do. Obviously, this guy did. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for the KNSS Commodities update with Tom Leffler.
Don't look, Ethel.
Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning to Steve and Streaking Ted.
Streaking Ted.
Well, so far there has been no trading activity in the feed yards this week. Boxed beef did bounce higher yesterday. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures made new lows Wednesday for the current slide to the downside. Most cattle contracts had their lowest trade of the previous 3 weeks. Technical selling, long liquidation by managed money accounts, and the strength in the grains all weighed on the cattle futures yesterday. Lean hogs had two-sided trading and closed positive with some triple-digit gains. At June, live cattle were down 87 cents at 120.05. May feeders down $1.90 at 145.42. In June, lean hogs $1.52 higher, 107.70. And Wednesday, the corn futures made new contract highs. The corn, wheat, and soybeans all closed with double-digit gains. Weather concerns, demand, and managed money buying lifted the grain and the soybean complexes higher. The buying has continued in the overnight session. At the moment, May KC wheat's 4 cents higher at 607.5. May corn's up 4.25 at 598.25. May soybeans 5.5 cents higher at 1415.5. The May crude oil is trading 8 cents lower at 6307. June gold up $9.60 at 1746. The June S&P 17.75 higher at 41.35¾. With June dollar index unchanged at 91.67. And June Dow Jones futures 137 points higher at 33,761. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, traditionally, of course, April 15th, that's today, the income tax filing deadline. But this year we've got another month to play around with our taxes if that's what you want to do.
Exactly.
I would imagine for a man of your means, their tax return may run to several hundred pages. With footnotes and side notes and things like that, right?
Well, not really, but I will say mine's already been filed.
It has?
Well done.
Yes.
Did you do it yourself or did you have it done by some professional person?
No, I've never done it myself. It's always been done by a professional.
So there you go. When you get into the big bucks, you better have somebody who knows what they're doing. Take care of all that wealth that you've been generating. All
yeah,
years.
All that offshore action.
The offshore.
Tom's got to have someone take care of that.
Yeah, he's got commodities doing offshore someplace, aren't you?
It's really more of being able to have somebody that understands all the dang tax codes.
Well, you know, there's that.
I was talking about offshore El Dorado Lake.
Yeah, there you go. he's got an investment in a resort in the middle of El Dorado Lake that's offshore. All right. Seriously, don't. I would just say, Tom, don't cheat on your taxes. We don't want to have you doing this show from Lansing. Okay.
Oh, would we still be able to do it?
Well, we could if you.
I could give tax advice from there.
There you go. I understand.
Why not?
I understand those guys behind bars have cell phones and TV and all the luxuries of home, with all the without the burden of having to pay rent or anything like that, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how life behind bars, a good life. Not.
But I'm not willing to
find out. No, we're not going there. Okay. Thank you, Tom. It's 641, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on Thursday morning. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker. Your salary, how much can you keep? That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Here's Ryan.